Homeschooling is an epic investment of your time, energy, and on days, your sanity. Our goal is to come alongside you with weekly encouragement and practical help so you can homeschool boldly.
Welcome back to the Homeschool Boldly podcast. This is Kay. Last week, we started a conversation between Ashley and I about the essential elements for setting up an environment for a natural learning home. And we are going to continue that conversation today about the second essential element, which is to nurture strong family relationships. Today, as we talk about relationships, I want you to get to know Ashley a little bit more. Ashley, tell us the names of your kids, their ages, kind of where you are in their homeschool journey.
Yeah, thank you. So we have Ruby, who is our feisty 2.5-year-old. I mean, she's just all fire. And her brothers are Jackson, who's 5, and Lincoln, who is 8.
You know, it's kind of funny when we say stuff like that, often we think, oh, so the 8-year-old's the one you're homeschooling. You're not homeschooling the youngest yet. But that's one of the myths we would love to bust in the natural learning home. You are teaching your kids from the day they are born. And in the natural learning home, you just keep doing that. You might use different resources. You may add in some curriculum and things like that, but it's really not something scary and something different. You don't all of a sudden put them in school. And I think that's a really important distinction for us to make.
Oh, that's so true.
So cultivating a safe place to learn and grow was our first element. And in the midst of that, we talked about the fact that giving our kids confidence, making our homes a place, it's okay to fail. It's okay to make a mess. It's okay. It's good to not be perfect. I mean, we learn so much through mistakes. And in that conversation, you brought up that you have to remind yourself that the most important thing is your relationship. So what are some clues in your mind that you go, ooh, I need to back off and, you know, refocus myself on that important truth?
Well, that's a good question. So when it comes to learning time with Lincoln, if I'm getting a little nippy with him, then I know I need to take a deep breath and refocus. And then if he is getting overly frustrated, then that's my cue to pivot, either to do something different with him for a little while and maybe come back to it, to get him a snack perhaps, or to save it for another day. Because if I'm really prioritizing our relationship and realizing that all the things that are more important than just getting this done, then I can step back and let something else happen.
Well, and I think that kind of goes to the point that we also talked about in the last podcast, you know, we're mom. You know, we don't have to see ourselves in different roles. Like, I'm teacher now and I'm mom now. Like, no, you're mom and you may be teaching, you may be guiding, but you're still the mom. And so our children's whole well-being, their whole selves, heart, mind, soul, their emotions, they all matter to us. And I think it's so easy with children to sometimes assume that they're crying over a math lesson. And we may want to jump to the conclusion that, oh, they're just trying to get out of it. They're just being manipulative. When in truth, they're overwhelmed. Like, they may be telling themselves they can't do it. And, you know, the relationship wants to dig into the reasons why and not just the behavior. So what do you do when you're not doing a lesson? Say, you know, as they get older, you may sit down and actually like, oh, we're going to dig in and learn all about animals or whatever. How do you incorporate that into your daily life? Like, as you're going about the day and you're not sitting down to learn about something.
Well, we love our nature walks. We love getting outside and getting some energy out. So I think that's one avenue that we all enjoy the fresh air. We all enjoy the sunshine and being able to admire beautiful flowers or little bugs or whatever it is along the way. So that's something we do regularly. I would say daily, we're getting outside and we're enjoying that time together. And then breakfast. I try to make breakfast something that we can hang out and we can laugh and they have hopefully something yummy to eat. And it's a time of being together and enjoying being together before we get any kind of work done.
I think that is the point, is being intentional about creating spaces where we're just talking and enjoying one another. And sometimes those are completely separate, but sometimes they are mixed in with what we might consider as homeschool moms, like the educational moment. Oh, we can do a nature walk. But it doesn't feel like this formal, oh, we are here to learn now, children. You know, it's just a part of our relationship. We're just walking and talking and observing God's beautiful creation. I think that is one of the things that makes the difference of having a solid relationship in your homeschool, is when we incorporate that laughter and moments together as an important part of our day, not just something we do at night when school is over.
That's good. You know, my mom had this really great advice that she wrote in one of her books that I've always kept in my heart, which was to ask your children about something that they're interested in at the end of each day. Just give them a few minutes to talk about something that you know they're interested in, that they would enjoy talking about. And I just think that's so simple, but it's so awesome because it reminds us that we're not just always trying to teach them or correct them or train them, but we also want to hear their heart.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of retraining our brains to have this more natural mindset about education. It's more conversations. I'm not the giver of information. You know, I am a sharer, the one that comes alongside you. I learn with you, and we're doing this together. And it's such a more peaceful way to approach education. And I think looking at how kids actually learn, before we formalized everything, often it was just doing life alongside one another, whether it was learning how to run a household or work in the fields. You know, that may look a little different today, but we don't want to start making it just about academic work, like in a traditional setting. So that's why nurturing strong family relationships, I think they can go hand in hand with the schoolwork if we stop seeing learning as something separate than our relationships. Do you have any other thoughts or anything else you want to share about the importance of relationships in your homeschool?
I was just thinking that what's funny about building that relational time together is that it will actually enhance whenever you do have something that you need to do, or, you know, you're trying to get something done with the lesson that you're working on. It's going to flow out of that relationship you've been building. And they'll be willing to say, oh, I'm really struggling with this. Or you'll have that relational foundation to be able to help them where they need it. You know, whatever it is, it all flows and stems out of the relationship you have.
I love that. And, you know, you will not always be homeschooling your children. And the funny thing is I still feel like there are things that I teach my children today, now that they're 24 and 27, there are conversations and they teach me, because that's what mature relationships do. You know, it's a back and forth. We learn and we ask questions and we teach one another. And we still, as a family, have a lot of laughs. We have constant text threads where we're talking to each other. My kids will send their prayer requests like, oh, I'm so frustrated at work today. That did not come overnight. And it's not like throughout the time they were growing up, every day was wonderful and we were always laughing. But even in the messy, imperfect way that we did it, I am so thankful to God that we have that relationship now. And I at least in part believe it was because we had that time together to have a relationship throughout the day, not just parts of the day, as we experience life together. Now, that does not mean homeschooling is going to be any guarantee that you'll have great relationships with your kids. But I will say we are called to be good stewards of all that God has given us. And the most precious gift, you know, of these beautiful children. And so being good stewards, part of it is loving them well. And then we leave it up to God with what will happen in the future. But I know you can talk to many of our columnists who talk about just the incredible relationship they have with their adult children. And how much of a blessing that is in their life even today.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You know, one of the fun ways that we nurtured relationships through the years were with books and stories that we would share. And in our next episode that we do on this essential elements of a natural learning home will be called Books, Books, and More Books. That's one of the essential elements. So we are looking forward to having that conversation with you next time. And remember, you've got this. He's got you.
This podcast is brought to you by Homeschooling Today magazine. Homeschooling Today is a quarterly magazine created by real people with a passion for honesty and encouragement. You won't find articles telling you everything you're not doing. Instead, you'll find homeschooling parents who have walked where you are or are currently on the path and want to help you succeed. We want to invite you to subscribe today and join the growing movement of parents who are setting aside comparisons, taking control of their children's education, choosing courage over fear, letting God lead, and homeschooling boldly. Visit homeschoolingtoday.com to learn more.